Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. A new study shows that 81% of people feel Sunday night dread, or as I like to call them, the Sunday scaries. In my world, it's not uncommon, though, to have both the Sunday scaries plus the money scaries, times when the numbers don't always make sense, or even when they do, there's still this uneasiness in the air. Welcome to this Sunday Pep Talk episode about how to fight the money scaries.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Compton-Gain, where we flip the script on the old-school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/cdspecials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.
Real talk. I love the weekend. Even in quarantine life, the weekend beckons me to relax, have some fun, cook a great meal because I love to cook. It is a total stress release for me. Not totally to think about work, maybe go for a walk, do some exercise. But come Sunday late afternoon, I'm already feeling the next week, the dread of next week. Not that I don't love what I do. I love, love, love what I do. But I guess the older I've gotten, the more anxiety has crept in, the more, I don't even know the word. It's not necessarily fear. It's just this uneasiness that happens. So the Sunday scaries, they're one thing, but the money scaries can really be the cherry on top of the scary cake. Let's talk about how real the money scaries are for so many of us, especially right now. Here are some statistics that might blow your mind. Over 60% of Americans are worried about their finances because of the coronavirus. 52% of Americans have bought emergency supplies, and they spent an average of $213.53 to do so. Buying those supplies strains the budget of 61% of people. 25% of people who didn't buy the emergency supplies said they couldn't because they couldn't afford to. 4 out of 10 Americans reported no change in their work situations, but 5% have been laid off. The food service industry has been hit hard by layoffs, but the leisure and hospitality market are not far behind. And 44% of respondents have delayed a significant life event like buying a new car, getting married, or having kids. Those are some damn depressing stats, if you ask me. And I feel like the money scaries, just hearing those numbers out loud, just saying those really brings to life what we're feeling right now. And I think there can be money scaries no matter what situation we are in life. Even when life is going fantastic for me, I can still suffer a good case of the money scaries. But we add the current climate that we're in and the uncertainty about the future around the world, and that can really amplify your money scaries. Maybe you see yourself in there, or maybe you've had the money scaries, but they no longer grip you. The point is that the money scaries are really, really, really more common than you think. When I first started out in the financial industry many, many, many years ago, I was helping a lot of people who had both a ton of money and then people who had not a lot of money. And the people who had a lot of money really brought into spotlight this idea that because they had money, they didn't have problems. And I thought that if you had X amount of money, fill in the blank with whatever seems like a lot of money to you, that you weren't a victim of the money scaries. Well, turns out that is very, very wrong. And I want you to know that is very, very wrong. The money scaries do not discriminate, no matter how much money you have or don't have, what your career is, where you live, the color of your skin. None of that discriminates. Money is this isolating experience. We talk about it a lot on this podcast, obviously, but in real life, outside of this podcast, we don't talk a lot about money. We are ashamed of so many things. We don't want to admit that maybe we went over budget or we're in credit card debt or bought something that we feel really pissed off at ourselves that we bought. Or gosh, it could be anything. There are so many different things because we're all so individual. And so mistakes grip us all differently. Something that you might have done where you think that's a mistake, I might look at it and say, well, that's not really a mistake, but I've done this and vice versa. So it creates this really isolating experience. And because we don't bring those things out to light, because obviously we don't like to admit the things that we're not doing very well on or the things we don't know a lot about, we stay in this like cocoon effect. And that creates a lot of problems. That creates more money scaries. It's so frustrating to me that we've built the society this way. So we're all just like running around confused, stressed about money, when maybe, just maybe, there's a better way to do this. And I can tell you this again, almost 100% of the people that I had the privilege of helping with their finances, no matter if they made $1 million a year or $10,000 a year, they suffer from the money scaries. Yep, that's right. I can guarantee you that those people that you follow on Instagram and TikTok and whatever other social media platform you're on, they seem like they have it all together, right? I mean, that's why we like social media, because it feels polished and yet unpolished. And yet you're not even getting a sliver of someone's life. You're getting like a like a moment in time, and you're getting a very curated moment, even if their hair isn't done and their makeup isn't on and whatever it may be, you're still getting a story, right? Because we're crafting these stories on social media to tell. But all of these people have or had suffered from a case of the money scaries. Again, it goes back to this idea of just not talking about money and how that creates, like, we're all these little like bubbles walking around. And because we don't want to admit that we haven't done something right, or that we don't know what we're doing, or we made a mistake, or we're in debt, or fill in the blank with whatever the heck you want, right? We just stay in this place. And it is absolutely devastating us as a society. I know that it has devastated me for years and years, where I felt so trapped by the money scaries, so trapped by mistakes, and so ashamed of myself, which is just so ridiculous, because I have seen so many people in the exact same situation. That's a privilege of what I've done for my life, but still it's very easy for me to get trapped. The point is, I want you to realize how not alone you are when it comes to the money scaries. But you don't have to stay stuck there.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house, or maybe a wedding, or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund, because let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com /ETM. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.
I have been working, like I said, years of getting rid of the money scaries. I think for well over like 15 years now, and they're not gone. They're still here. But I have some tools that worked for me to really help them quiet down. One of the best things that I've learned is that you can't live a positive life with a negative mindset. And I repeat that saying over and over and over to myself because it's really important to know that if I stay stuck in the money scaries or a negative mind, I can't progress forward. Of course, you cannot change your situation. So just being positive doesn't suddenly make everything go away. I wish it did. I really wish it did because I would bottle that stuff up and I would hand it out truckloads. But having a positive mind goes a long way to get rid of those money scaries. There's this quote by Maya Angelou that I really love. She says, "My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style." I just love everything about that. I love the idea of not just surviving, but thriving. And I know I spent many years just surviving. Maybe you can relate. Maybe you've been through a period of your life where you just felt like you were just barely human, just barely making it through. Maybe you're in that period right now. But to thrive with shaking the money scaries off, there's three things that you've got to try. These are the three things that I come back to over and over again. The first one is awareness and acceptance. First, you have to be aware and accept, hey, I got a case of the money scaries. I am living in Money Scareville right now. That is my residence. So you have to have some awareness that this is what's happening. And when you're in this place, you need to figure out, what is that big money scary for you? What is the thing that's keeping you trapped in the money scaries? Mine, I will tell it to you straight, mine is failure. My money scary place goes to, I'm going to fail. I'm going to make a mistake and do something wrong. And because of that, this like domino effect with my life is going to happen. And I can play that scenario out over and over and over again. Somebody can call me on the phone and it could be from a sponsorship, maybe. It could be from something that I'm creating or somebody I'm working with. And I just get so anxious because of the money scaries. Because for me, the idea of failure and making a mistake is so big. And it's crazy, but I have to have awareness and acceptance that that's what's happening. But then I have to move from that place. I have to move to action. And taking daily action, even a very, very small thing, can help push those scaries away. And it could be anything. So what can you do today? It could be just checking your account balance. It could be reading an article about credit score or calling your best friend and sharing that you're feeling anxious about your future and your money. Or maybe you need to call somebody that you know and ask them a question about someplace that you're stuck right now. Maybe you need to draft a plan to launch that business idea. Or maybe it's just something simple like saying, I'm going to stay in the moment today and I'm not going to let the money scaries trap me into a future that I haven't even been in yet. Maybe that resonates with you. That definitely resonates with me. And the third thing is applause. Yes, one of the best ways to get rid of the money scaries is to applaud yourself for being where you're at. You're not a failure. You haven't made a mistake that you can't overcome. You cannot put yourself in a place and tell yourself that you're never going to make it out of this place, because that's just not true. So be grateful for the stuff you've got, even if you're like, this is stuff left over from college. I don't have enough money to buy new stuff. Who cares about this stuff? Maybe you even give yourself a little reward for taking action. We are humans. You and I, we're humans. And if we break it down, we kind of like the idea of rewards. It's why we buy stuff when we don't feel good, or why we love that trophy or that plaque or the silliest thing. So build in reward. Give yourself a little reward, small, small, small thing. Don't make it this big thing. Don't reward yourself for checking out your credit card interest rate and then go out and spending $1,000. Unless you have the cash, of course. You get where I'm going here, right? Something small. Like for me, it's like I go get a scoop of my favorite ice cream. That's kind of reward. But from one recovering money scaries person to you, I want to leave you with this. You are more than the amount of money in your bank account. Money does not define you. It doesn't make you who you are. It's just a tool to help you get where you want to go. Don't give money more power over you than it absolutely deserves. You are in the driver's seat of your life. Tell your money where it needs to go to help you start living the vision for your life that you actually want to live. And get up today, take some actions, and hey, do what I do every single day. Be proud of your money scaries.
Hey, where are you going? We're not quite finished yet. We just wanted to say thanks for listening to this episode of Millennial Money and for helping us create a safe space to talk about money. For more on this episode, check out the show notes and don't be afraid to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Seriously, we love hearing from our Millennial Money family, so send us your rave reviews. We look good in 5 stars. Just saying. See you back here in a few days with a fresh new episode.